Happy New Year, Ron.
Good. Good, Al. How are you?
Excellent.
Good, 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 good.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hi, Marisol.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. So, what's on your mind today before we get started?
I mean, I'm really open to what you have to teach me, Rob. I have nothing specific that I want to ask you from the last call.
Okay.
I mean, to let you know that I had a great December. Okay. It was actually our best month of the year. And that lined me up effectively for January, which should take out December. And it's all good. I mean, from a revenue perspective, and then, you know, we're starting to line people up more and more for the monthly calls, the folders, et cetera, et cetera. That's really it. I've trimmed down to 52 clients.
Oh, wow, good.
So that's where I'm at.
Good. How many did you reassign?
About a dozen.
Okay. And that didn't affect you at all in terms of revenues and things like that?
I had one small guy eat that out. It's a good thing.
Yeah. So how did you make it through this volatile market? How did that feel?
I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. I came in gutsy. I felt that everything was overdone. This is just my personal analysis.
Yeah.
I came in, I reorganized stuff, I did my swaps, I bought stocks, I bought a lot of long-term corporates that are beat up. I'm still doing it now. I'm doing it right now.
Sure.
And so far, so good. I had a nice spike up. I mean, that showed me that I was right. My model is really on fire. And that's what I did. I just came in gutsy. I called everybody, put their fears to bed, and started moving stuff around and buying stock. That's really the way I approach it.
Good for you. They were hard.
I saw a lot of screen watchers.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of paralysis, you know.
It was funny because there was a day when I walked by and everybody I walked by was sitting there just glued to their screen. Nobody on the phone.
No. Why would they do that?
I'm pretty active on the phone. There's not a lot of us that are active on the phone here.
Well,
paid off.
Well, and that's where the 12-4-2 comes in. In the sense that, you know, you got to at least be on the phone with your clients, if not prospects, you know, and that's the advantage of having, you know, when you have to call your clients, even those screen watchers would have to get on to bed an appointment, right?
True.
So, yeah. No, I'm, that's good. I'm proud of you. That takes a lot of guts in those kinds of markets, but after a while, you learn that you got to do something, right?
I've been through the regret situation before where we had this. I wasn't active. The market came back, and then I had regret. Oh, man, if I would have only hit the phone and called my book and then turned around and called all these prospects while their broker's not calling them, because that's the next thing
right.
I do, you know. And I don't want to regret this. I want to be out.
No, it's good. It's good. And you did, you know, you created some tax losses for people, I hope, and you know, they end up not paying taxes and still having nice gains. So it's the way to do it.
The first year where I think I'm 100% there.
Great. You mean 100% engaged?
100% engaged. Like anybody who had to take a tax loss took one. Period.
It's really good.
And if they didn't, I had a conversation with their CPA, and then their CPA let me know they didn't have to do it. And then I said, okay.
Okay, good. Well, you can always use those tax losses, you know.
You can. I mean, if I get resistance from the client and the accountant, I lay off.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't push it. That's okay. They know that I'm there, I'm engaged, I'm at the CPA, you know, and they have that option.
Right. Right. Taking action, right?
Yeah, that's the key.
All right. So of the 54 clients, how many are signed up for Supernova?
Well, we have about 8 or 12 already that we already have in the calendar. Like, right?
It's not the 80% or more that you're looking for, I can tell you that.
Some of these clients, most of them, Rob, they're international. So you can send documents like that to their country. They have all their mailing address here, and we do mostly international. So at least we have them in the calendar. And like today, I spoke with another client that he's already scheduled every month for the same date at the same time. And we're explaining the process to them. But when they do visit us here, we will hand them the file. But they don't want nothing to be mailed to their countries, you know, Venezuela, Colombia. So for the ones that are domestic, we are doing that. But the ones that are international, we are at least putting on the calendar and explaining the you know, how this works, the Supernova.
Yeah. But you have a folder for that. You have a folder and you're on the point.
Yeah, you're good there. I know what I'm deficient in. Everybody's got to be on the calendar, or just about everybody. Financial plans, an insurance plan. I'm deficient, so I gotta get the ball rolling on that. So that's where I'm weak in. But I feel good about my effort. Let me put it that way. I worked hard. I feel good about that.
I agree. I'm very impressed, though. I mean, and you're going to do some business. I mean, you know, I know you love your other businesses and the other things you're doing, but this is the one that's the easiest to make the most amount of money. And
no question about that. I've never thought differently, and I'm kind of less sucked into my other businesses now.
Good, because you can be very, very successful at this. You can be a top producer. And because you got the talent, I've always told you that, and you know that. This is a hard business for people without talent. You know, but just because you have talent doesn't mean you're going to be successful. It just means you've got talent. That's all, right?
True.
You got to be able to. You got to work, and you got to do it right. You got to practice. You got to execute. So good for you. How did you finish the year? Do you know what your revenues were?
780.
Good.
Solid. Less than 17. 17 I was over. It's the first year under a million here. How's that?
Okay. What'd you do? Like 1-1 last year?
1-1. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. That's okay, you know. You had a lot of disruption there.
I did. It was a transition year. There was a lot of stuff going on, that's for sure. But I'll be over a million this year. That's a fact.
Yeah. Right. But you want to get to 2 million, right?
That's true. That's true.
Right. I mean, a million would be just like, you know, treading water.
Yeah, I'm back to where I was.
Right. So let's get to 2 million. That's much more interesting. I talked to these guys, you know, that are amazing. You know, I asked them, how much business do you do? And they go, well, I do, you know, I get, you know, 850 million I'm doing, 4.5 billion, but I'm really not organized and I really need your coaching and I think I could do a lot of business. I'm like, yeah, you're already doing quite a bit of business there, buddy. But the There's a lot of guys in doing international business that are doing a lot of business. So it seems like a pretty wide open market, and they don't seem to have much direction. I mean, when I coach these guys, that's like the first time they've ever had a coach. Very unusual. So anyway, I think you've got a big market for yourself if you want to do it, you know. At least it seems that way from the people I've talked to at various firms. They're good guys, but like I said, they don't have much coaching. So I think if we can really build a solid business plan and have some discipline about this thing, you can really rock and roll. So this is week 12. This is the, you know, we've kind of, because you were so busy, you know, converting clients to fee-based services and organizing yourself with the folders and stuff like that, we didn't spend a lot of time on acquisition strategies. We talked about centers of influence. I think you got involved with that. You have, you know, we talked about the Golden Rolodex, enthusiastically endorsed professionals in the community. I think you got involved with that. I think you like that. Mastermind groups, I don't think we've had a chance to really spend any time on. I don't think you're using the VIPSA process, where you're going to existing clients and getting a list of people that need your help.
No, I haven't done that.
Yeah. So I think going forward in the new year, we should go back to each of the acquisition strategies and work on those. You know, I'll set them up again, and you decide whether that's something that you can work with. I would recommend you go back and watch the videos again. As if we never did it. Cause you were engaged. It was a big transition, a lot of change, and I'm not sure how much everything stuck. So, I think that would make sense. Maybe even reread the Supernova Advisor. I've got a new book coming out February 6th called The Supernova Multiplier, where I go through each of the acquisition strategies and give lots of examples of people that are doing them and doing them well. So I think that can be a big help to you going into the new year, because we got 9 more sessions. We want to take advantage of them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's just look at week 12. Week 12 is kind of a summary of, you know, how did we do? What did we miss? What should we do for the next 9 sessions, etc.? I call it putting it all together. Yeah, I mean, you don't need a lot of the team stuff because you're a sole proprietor pretty much now at this point. So I think we can skip that and just focus in on acquisitions. So let's set up a couple of ideas for you. I think one of the things that makes sense is this enthusiastically endorsed list of professionals. And focusing each month or every other month at least on asking the question, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA, your estate planning attorney, your lawyer, your business broker, your commercial realtor, your residential realtor, etc. And by asking those questions, you're going to get a lot of information. First of all, you're going to find out who they are.
Second, you're going to find out whether they like them or not, whether they'd recommend them, or whether they need a new one. So it gives you an opportunity to be the networker and the helper by introducing them to somebody that needs them. So, Marisol, help him get organized on that so you guys can keep that front of mind. And once you get that done, you're going to have a little gold mine of the top professionals in your community that you can introduce and refer out. So I know you like that idea, right? You were using it.
I do like it, and I need to be more thorough in that. Because if you're thorough, it is a gold mine. And I need to be more thorough.
It really is. I mean, you're gonna get either a person that you're able to refer, or you're going to get a client that needs somebody to be referred to them.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a win. You know, it's a big win. And that's your strength. Your strength is networking and affiliations and making friends and helping people. I think that's just a natural skill you have. So I think this is one that, you know, I want to see a list of like 20 different professionals on there.
Okay.
So we have it in the book. I have it in the book there. And you can look it up, you know, in the workbook. But, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And so I just think it's a matter of just making that, put that, make that part of the agenda that you email to the client.
Okay.
And just say, you know, you can either put a code in there and say, you know, EE, enthusiastically endorsed professionals, EEP or something, or you can just put down, you know, ask about the CPA, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
And just put it on there for every week. And then I'll just check back with you every time we talk. We'll only talk monthly now, so I got to have you doing some stuff. So let's do this and see how many people you can get on that list in terms of filling in the blanks. Maybe you can get through just 4 weeks, so maybe you can ask for four different kinds of professionals in the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
Okay? And I think you'll find some interesting reactions to the estate planning attorney question. You know, who's your estate planning attorney? Well, I don't have one. Oh, really? Interesting. You know, who's your lawyer? I don't have one. Oh, interesting. They all have a CPA, but not everybody has a lawyer or a estate planning attorney or a commercial realtor or residential realtor, business broker, you know, they're a small business. They need that. And you're a small businessman, so you understand all that.
Yeah.
So that makes, you know, that makes all the sense in the world.
That's one advantage of having that business is now I can sit down and I can have conversations with other business owners that even as a financial advisor and as a certified financial planner, I didn't know certain things. And you can't know it until you're in business.
You don't understand making a
mistake.
Right. Yeah, you can't feel what it feels like to not be able to make a payroll or, you know, not have the cash flow you need for a certain thing, investment or pain. It's, you know, it's rough. You know, I want to build a new building or I want to do this, but I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. So, you do. You have to know it. You know, what's the best way for them to borrow? And clients don't know. They don't think about it. You know, the banker tells them how to do it, but that's always in their best interest, not the client's.
Right.
So, yeah, that's good. I think you can really be a coach and a consultant to those guys.
And, you know, even the ones that are really good at it sometimes don't really, you know, they just have other people doing stuff for them. They don't even know the answers to a lot of this stuff. So, yeah, that's good. So you got, you know, the other thing, Al, that I'd like to do is some case study work. Meaning, you bring me a case, and, you know, this is the situation, what do you think? I'm thinking about doing this marketing, what do you think? I can be a big help to you there, because I see a lot of, you know, I mean, just seen thousands of cases, and, you know, it's another set of eyes on the thing. So if you get, you know, you have a nice opportunity, and you think, well, you know, I'm not quite sure how to pursue this, bring it to me, and I'll be happy to give you my best thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah, we typically don't have time for that in the first 12 weeks, but that's, I had a guy hire me, you know, I've had a couple of people hire me just to do that every month. You know, they just run cases by me. What do you think? I've got this guy, what do you think? It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And we close, you know, they close more business because of it, so. All right. So let's work on those two things, and then you get your, you know, get your organization piece smooth and running, and I think we're ready to go for a big rock and roll year. We just need more prospects in the pipeline.
Okay.
All right. Maricel, you got any questions for the coach?
No, I'm good, Rob. I'm good. Thank you.
I mean, we're having a meeting real well.
Yeah.
You know, we're, and I think that one thing I've accomplished is that I think I know what your program is and where I need to go. I'm not learning your program. I think I get it. I get your program. I see where I'm deficient, where I need to go.
Yeah, when we first started, you were, you know, like a lot of people, you were questioning the thing, and then all of a sudden you had a epiphany and you saw it. You know, you saw how what a good marketing tool it could be and how good it would be to get you organized. So, you know, as long as that light went on, and ever since that light went on, you've been kind of all in. So I appreciate it. It's fun working with you.
Thank you, Rob.
But I can't, you know, I can't be there to check up on you and actually see what you're doing. I just have to sort of take your word for it and listen, you know.
Right.
So, you know, like you said, you know what you need to do. So, you know, now that you got, you can take a breath. You got your clients converted to fee-based services and you're doing some financial planning. Now you can take a breath and go back and fill in the blanks for the, for Supernova.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you guys get back to work and I will make my notes here and remind myself what to follow up on. Okay.
Appreciate it, Ralph. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Al. All right. Maricel, I'll see you.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.